It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Under normal circumstances, I'd lead this report with the latest news about Ukraine. But nothing is normal now, and the breaking news of the IPCC report is urgent. That's a new report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it says things will get much worse. The cumulative scientific evidence is unequivocal. Climate change is a threat to human well-being and planetary health. The report continues, delaying cuts in heat-trapping carbon emissions and waiting on adapting to warming's impacts, it warns, quote, we'll miss a brief and rapidly closing window of opportunity to secure a livable and sustainable future for all. Oh, there's more. Quote, it's likely going to make the world sicker, hungrier, poorer, gloomier, and way more dangerous in the next 18 years with an unavoidable increase in risks. Yeah, there's nothing subtle in this report. And here's a warning. The report says if human-caused global warming isn't limited to just another couple tenths of a degree, an Earth now struck regularly by deadly heat, fires, floods, and drought, in future decades will degrade in 127 ways, with some being potentially irreversible. And on a related note, the Supreme Court this morning is hearing a major environmental case about the EPA's authority to regulate greenhouse gases from power plants. Coal mining companies and Republican-led states say that the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't have the authority to regulate how much carbon pollution power plants produce. Wow. Now, life during wartime. The good news is that after a really ugly weekend of fighting and heroic resistance, Ukraine still has control over all of its major cities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reportedly agreed on Sunday to send a delegation to negotiate with Russia near Ukraine's border with Belarus. But Belarusian President Lukashenko, who allowed Putin to use Belarus as a staging ground for his invasion, arranged the meeting. But I wouldn't get too confident. Russian forces pushed into Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, but by Sunday afternoon, Russian forces had been repelled after the two sides exchanged missiles and engaged in fierce street fighting. Emergency services in Kharkiv said a 9-story apartment building was hit, killing an elderly woman and bringing the total number of Ukrainian civilian deaths to at least 64. A U.S. Defense Department official said on Saturday that 50% of the approximately 200,000 troops that Russia massed on the border in the months leading up to the invasion were now fighting inside Ukraine. That's up from 30% on Friday. But they're moving in, and Putin is expected to activate troops from Belarus beginning today as well. And then there are the protests. Courageous people are protesting all over the world, but in Russia, authorities have already detained about 2,700 anti-war protesters since the invasion began on Thursday. At least 1,370 of those protesters were detained in Moscow, but there are reports of ongoing protests in at least 27 Russian cities. The UN Security Council voted to convene an emergency meeting of the General Assembly today over the crisis. This is only the 11th time such a meeting has been called since 1950, and that's happening as I'm recording this update. But Vladimir Putin is not the only insane person on the international stage. North Korea launched a ballistic missile on Sunday, its first such test since late January. The missile reportedly flew about 190 miles and landed harmlessly in the sea. But the Japanese defense minister told reporters, quote, if North Korea deliberately carried out the missile launch while the international community is distracted by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, such an act is absolutely unforgivable. Launching a ballistic missile at a time when the world is making efforts to resolve the Ukraine war is never desirable for peace and stability in the world, the region, and on the Korean Peninsula. The first trial related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol starts today. 49-year-old Guy Wesley Reffitt from Texas was a recruiter for a right-wing extremist group who brought guns to D.C. for the riot. According to authorities, this case could set the tone for the hundreds of others charged in the storming of Congress the day lawmakers certified President Biden's electoral victory in 2021. Stay tuned. And finally, the Ukrainian resistance is giving many around the world reason to cheer. Here's one example. The Russian state news agency TASS was hacked so that users logging on for news Monday morning instead got a message that read, quote, "Dear citizens, we urge you to stop this madness. Do not send your sons and daughters to certain death. Putin makes us lie and puts us in danger. In a few years, we will live like in North Korea. What is it for us to put Putin in textbooks? This is not our war. Let's stop it." That was followed by an anonymous logo and this quote, "This message will be deleted and some of us will be fired or even jailed, but we can't take it anymore." Signed, Indifferent Journalists of Russia. Touche. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.